Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television license fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear how hair salons are embracing a greener, more sustainable future for the industry. The hairdressing industry is loved by all but has a big environmental impact. However, a recycling program's trying to change the way salons impact the environment. Green Salon Collective was founded by environmental experts, hairdressers and eco-campaigners and are the original authority on holistic salon sustainability throughout the UK and Ireland. Lorraine Nocton owns Obi-Wan Salon, a sustainable salon which aims to leave a minimal footprint on the planet.
Green Salon Collective, it is probably the easiest initiative any salon can actually start with. We charge €2 green fee on all of our services. So that goes towards the cost of actually sending back our products to be recycled by Green Salon Collective. But also then any profit we make from our green fee goes towards charities. We support a local football team. We support, you know, many different charities every year. So, you know, you're giving back to the community that is looking after you and looking after those who need to be looked after. But it's very easy. Green Salon Collective will send out a box. They'll teach you exactly what to do. So easy, but it's also a great talking point with your clients, and it gets them maybe going home and thinking, oh, should that go into recycling or should that go into general waste, or, you know, should I reuse that or should I actually buy that? So you're spreading the word, and the more we all talk about it, the more likely people are to become sustainable and be aware of the damage that we're doing to our planet.
Every year, salons generate a staggering amount of waste. From hair clippings to used foils, colour tubes and more, the beauty industry's contribution to landfill waste is a cause for concern. The average full-time hairstylist generates 3 kgs of waste each year. After 5 years, that's an estimated 236 kgs of waste sent to landfill. However, sustainable salons in Ireland are still quite rare.
Once you start telling people, A, it's not difficult and B, it's not expensive. I think they're the two biggest fears. I don't know where to start. It is going to cost me a fortune. And once you can answer those two questions, people start to get on board. But because salons are struggling at the moment with the, you know, VAT increase and now the new basic wage going up and the introduction of sick leave and pensions coming up, and, you know, people are struggling to survive. So the last thing they want to take on is a new initiative that A, is going to take up more of their time and B, is going to cost them more. So we need to kind of bust those myths and say, no, this is actually going to be good for your business. And I think once people in salons start to understand that, I think it'll grow. But it needs more people to get on board to actually say, yes, this is actually the case.
For those who attend sustainable salons, how can they take that sustainability home?
Well, they can carry it home by taking hair home and putting it on their plants. Hair is amazing. It's a fantastic fertilizer. It's full of nitrogen. And there was a study done that, like, you know, 300 more leaves were produced on a plant when there's hair on the top and the bottom of your compost in your plant. I would suggest non-edible plants because obviously some of the hair going home is colouring it. But yeah, it's fantastic fertilizer. So we send our hair home with our clients. So people buying the right products, obviously, for their hair in respect of, you know, being from a sustainable company, you know, manufacturer, it's in a recyclable packaging, and come back and refill those instead of buying new ones all the time. And it's just something that we offer. Use less products, less energy, less water, all of those things. And leave-in conditioner instead of wash-out conditioner, and dry shampoo every second day so you're not using, again, at home, hot water, energy, which we know costs money.
Being a hairdresser who says no to landfill and yes to recycling can have a massive impact on the amount of waste going to landfill and the subsequent greenhouse gas emissions. So where can a salon start?
Everybody can do a little bit. Just segregate your recycling properly. Reuse things. Don't necessarily buy new things all the time. I have a team that work with me in Obi-Wan, and I supply a uniform that's made with sustainable products. But they wear them because I don't want to encourage fast fashion. So they're not going out to the likes of the, you know, high street stores and buying new clothes for work every day. They're actually wearing their uniforms. So we're reducing fast fashion. We offer plant milk as well as cow's milk because it takes less water to convert. We have meat-free Friday. We have plants in the salon to clean the air. Life-work balance is really big part of our sustainability. We look after our team. We are part of an EAP program. They work every second day, have every second weekend off. So it's very important. It's not just, sustainability is not just about the planet, it's about people and profit. And it's about being inclusive and, you know, looking after everybody.
To learn more about sustainability in hair salons, visit Green Salon Collective online or visit the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.